Rashi says, Chetzer Mushrat, V'yeme Kacha, the Laila, but then the Kinevel looks like a Nevela. And half of it is skinned and half not, it doesn't look nice. There it's a Bezoim Kotchim, so maybe there Rabbi Shmuel, our Rabbi Shmuel and our Mishnah, maybe would agree with the Chum over there. Eimelech, Rabbanu Svirle, maybe Rabbi Shmuel would agree to the Rabbanu, that you have a Hetzer Mishim Bezoim Kotchim to skin the whole carbon the Pesach. In Amiros, Ad Kamlo Kamlo Rabbi Shmuel Benay, Shem Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baruch HaHosam, when did Rabbi Shmuel Benay say that Alocha Bekorm Pesach, that you're not allowed to skin more than you have to, more than to the breast, Ela Di Yisavad Lei Tzorach Kavoya, that you did what you have to do for Tzorach Kavoya, like you did what you have to take out the Emurim. For Lei Tzorach Achul Shabbos, and the rest of it is no purpose to be Mechal Shabbos for it. You don't gain anything to Mechal Shabbos for it. Avol Hochav, and now Mishnah, to Le Yisab Le Tzorach Gevoya. You did not do everything you need. Like we said before, that Avad is much easier from five Soyim to get out a pure Yisoyim. So therefore, since you have to get a pure Yisoyim of barley flour for the Mincham, so maybe you ought to do whatever you have to. The Tzorach Lachul Shabbos is considered you have to be Mechal Shabbos to make sure you have fine flour. Say Makrabar and Sirle, maybe Rabbi Shmuel Benoish or Rechim Abruka would be masking to Chomim now Mishnah, that you're allowed to cut down five even on Shabbos. So it means Krabar means even though the Rabbanan says Echud Bechav Echud Shabbos Asholosh, that's because they hold that's all you need. If they would hold you need more on the weekday, it could be they would hold you do that amount on Shabbos also. So it could be that Rabbi Shmuel Benoy over there does not hold like our Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah. So therefore, like Rabbi, what you're saying, the more dingzach, it's not right. So more says Rabbi like this. Elo Oma Rabbi, Rabbi said like this better. That Rabbi Shmuel, for Rabbi Chaninis, Kana Kahanim, Oma Dov Rechud. Maybe in our Mishnah, Tumban Diyomrim, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Chaninis, Kana Kahanim are saying the same thing. The Tzvan brought in our Mishnah in the Sefer, that Rabbi Chaninis Kana Kanam Oimer, he says that Peshabis Niktzav Biyochid, only one person cuts down the barley. The Maglech with one knife, or the Kupachas with one basket, trying to do the least malach as possible. Uvachob on the weekday, if the 16th day of Nisan comes down the weekday, then Bishloish you use three people. Uvashalosh Kupas are three baskets, each one has his own basket. Uvashalosh Magolos, each one has his own knife. However, it says the Chomam, the Chomam, say no, that Echot Shabbos, whether it's Shabbos, the second day Pesach, Yechot Chol, or weekday, still, you always do B'Sholosh Kupot, or three baskets, Sholosh Magolos, or three knives. Now, me like Chomam, Rab Chanina ben Sekana Kanim, didn't Rab Chanina Sekana Kanim say, Hosam, Kivun Diyesh Letachinon, since it's possible to be cut down with one person, with one knife, with one basket, to not do more than you have to do in the Chol Shabbos, is so Ochinam here also in the ratio. Since it's possible just to cut down three saws worth of barley, and from that work is sifted over and over again, that's all you could do. So the Chanina would be masking from Yishmael in our Mishnah. Smor again says no, Mimai, who said so? Duma maybe, Ad Kamlo Kam Rabbi Shmuel. Ho ho, El Deleko, Pisul Memilsa. When does Rabbi Shmuel say that she only cut down three? And that's five, because there's not a pirsum milsa in it. I will also over there, the yikra pirsum milsa, emik rabbanon svirle. Maybe he'll be negative to rabbanon svor. It's better to have more people, Isaac, in cutting down the barley, as if to teach the baisers that they're wrong, that you're allowed to be derech Shabbos. So the more people that do it, that's called a pirsum. So maybe he would agree that you're supposed to even farsam the dover. Rashi says, the Yadinim B'Sholosh L'Farasim Adova Shekzir Asayimah V'Moitzoyah Tezva B'Nisin Mevnei HaVaisusim Shayimim, they used to say Ein Oim Abor Ela B'Yechud B'Shabbos. They used to say no, you only have to bring it on a Sunday, not in the middle of the week. So therefore we would ask one of them Mefarasim the Ktzira. Therefore you have two or three people doing it, it's a bigger person. And weiter Inam Yirel's Adkan Lo Kom Rebbe Chaninis Kana Kanam Osam Di Bechad I B'Sholosh Tzor Gevoyim Mestavet Kilchosloi. Like when does Rebbe Chaninis say you only have one person cut it down? Because the other doesn't make enough Kamina. The actual cutting down will be just as good whether one person does it, whether three people do it. It'll be the same thing. So Tzorach Gevoy would be Don Kilchosai, therefore he does not open this form of Pearson true. So therefore Yod is enough, better off just one person do it. Avlochel, but over here, Tle Yisabe Kilchosai, if you hold in Tzvara that you have to have five Soyim, that gives off a better, it's easier to get out the Isoran of a barley flour. If so, Tzorach Gevoy is Eimek Rabbanin Sfirulei. Maybe Rabbi Chanina would argue that Yishmael Holat Rabbanin, that on Shabbos you have a right to do whatever you need. So again, they're not totally Zebizir. So where it says, Ela Rabbi Omer Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says like this, that Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yaisi Omer Dover Echod, our Rabbi Yishmael, and the Loch of Rabbi Yaisi, they all say the same thing. That's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. The Tanakh learned like this, Bein Shinir Ba'olol, was question of Kiddush HaChodesh, that two Eidim saw the moon, the new moon last night. That whether they saw it Ba'olom, they saw it clearly. Everybody can know about it. Or Bein Shalom Nirubolo, whether they didn't see it clearly, that not everybody would see it. Still, Mechal of a Shabbos, they have a right to be Mechal Shabbos to come to Beis Din, even if it means to be Mechal Shabbos in order to get to Beis Din, to tell them on Shabbos that they saw the new moon last night, they're allowed to. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yaisi says, depends. If Nirubi Olol, if they saw the moon last night clearly, so then Ein Mechal and all of us are Shabbos, then they have no right, if they have to be Mechal Shabbos to get to Beis Din, they have no right to. What's the Svara? That since they saw it clearly, most probably other people also saw it clearly. So therefore, they have no right to rush because they know it's not necessary. And the Stum or other Eidim will come to Beis Din to tell them that they saw the moon last night. But if they didn't see it clearly, neither was it look cloudy. So then maybe they were the only ones that saw the moon. Then their fathers have a right to be Mechal Shabbos. So you see, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Mila Yom Rabbi Yossi, doesn't Rabbi Yossi say, Hosam, Kivan Diyev Shele Tachinam, since the moon they saw last night was clearly, then most probably other people also saw it. Therefore, Shlal is served, they should not be Mechal Shabbos. So Achinami, now Mishnu also, the Holocaust of Yishmael, that Kivan Diyev Shele Tachinam, since it's possible to make these sorin of flour just from three soyim, so you have no right to cut down five, just cut down three. So if Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shmuel, so Gemara says back, no, Mimai, who told you like that? Dilma, maybe. Okay, so Gemara says, Mimai, who said so? Dilma, maybe, Yad, Kalukam, Rabbi Shmuel, maybe Rabbi Shmuel, and he says, now, Mishnah, El Deleko, Nimtseis, Atom, Achshir, Mosalove. There's no problems. Like we tell you, not to be there, Shabbos means not to cut down five, only cut down three stores. Here, there's no problem. Mashaken over there by the Kiddush HaKadosh, there is a problem that if we tell the Eidim not to go this year, there may be machshir not to go next year either. Like once you tell them not to go, even though you have a reason now this year, because you think other people saw it also, but the Eidim may come to think, listen, they tell me not to go this year, I won't have to go next year either. So the Eidim won't come to tell the Beis Din about Kiddush HaKadosh. Therefore, there's a special sort to say, let the Eidim come to tell Beis Din about the Kiddush HaKadosh. And weiter, Dilma maybe at Kalakum Rabbi Shmuel. Right, I mean, I will ask you the Nimsas at the Machshir and Rosh Lavoi, you're going to put a Michshol, a trap, the next year they may not come, we tell them to come better. Emek Rabbanan Tzirulei, in Amir, or else like this, at Kalakum Rabbi Yossi Yossam. Rabbi Yossi, and he said over there, El Deleka Tzara Gevoya, there's no purpose of Gevoya. For that Nitma Shabbos Litchais, that Levaisa, since the moon was seen clearly, for sure there'll be other Eidim coming to Beis Din, so it's not necessary for these Beis Din now to come for Kiddush HaKadosh. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi tells the Eidim to not be Mechal Shabbos, don't go to Beis Din. There is a reason to cut down five. Like on the weekday, you, Rabbi Shmuel, hold, you're supposed to cut down five soyim. It's easier, you get a better Isar then. If so, with Nitna Shabbos Litchais, and the Krabar and Svirlei, maybe Rabbi Yosef would agree to the Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Shmuel, that if you hold you need five in the weekday, it could be Rabbi Yosef would hold, who are then you can cut down five soyim on Shabbos also. That's all called Tzorach Gevoya. Now the Gemara says, Itma, not like this. Shochat shtei chatois shel tzibur, yeshechted tu chatis of a tzibur, v'yeinu tzorach elachas, you did this on Shabbos, you only need one of them. Rashi says, Shachat b'Shabbos, Beis Chatoish HaTzibur, Goyin, Echad Shel Siroi Avoy Dezoro, or Siroi Regal b'Shabbos, Shepetecha Regal. That's how it goes in Rashi. But the Shita says, Kagoin, that Shechal Rosh Chodesh Eichol Amoy B'Shabbos, the Sorach Lahakriv Soya Chates Echot, and B'Shagar B'Shtayim, and he made a mistake and brought two of them. We really only have to bring one today, and he brought two. So Lahakriv is Chayv Alashniya, Chates was the Shagagru, Kesava Mut Lashot to M'Shabbos, Hoy Lashot Tziburu, Vitoya, because the Chiv and the Shachar Rishon, Sula Chazi Alatibur. Or you only need one, so as soon as you shechted the first one, you yotzer, the second one is shlomo tzorech, therefore you have to be in the chatis, it's called, you do a mechal shabbos, the shvegig. So that's the halacha of Itmar again. Shochat shtei chatoyes shel tzibur. You shechted two chatoyes today, you thought you have to bring both, but really, in the tzorech halachas, you only need one of them. Shama Rabbi says, v'itema, Rabbi Ami, chayiv al hashniya, Yechayiv a korban, it's called Yedidah B'Shegeg, Yechayiv on the second one. Or pot ala v'shayna, but the first one is potter, that's muti, left there for Shabbos. V'yafilu nischap alay b'shniya, even if the kapora first comes with the second one. V'yafilu nimseis, rishayn k'chusha, and even if it comes out the first one was kochosh, was weak, still Yechayiv on the second one. And Rashi says, what it means to say, v'yafilu nischap alay b'shniya means, again, shenishbach dama rishayn, in other words, you first shechted both chatois. So b'shas you shechted the second one, you had no heter then. At that time, you had the first chatis. See, even though later b'shas is rikas adam, the dam of the first one was nishpach and got lost. So lemaisi had no kapora from the first one. So now it's taka mutter to bring the second one. But since at the time when you made the shechita of the second one was zahuto, you still chayiv. The same thing. Even though later we find out that the first one was kochish, was weak. And now you would have had a right to bring the second one, but since at the time when you made the shechita to the second one, you had no right to, it's called an aveira. And for that, you chayiv a chatis. So Mori asked the question, Omi Omer Rabba, okay, is it true that Rabba says like this? Aye, Omer Rabba, Rabba says like this. What's going to be, ho yulafonov shtei chatois, person has two chatois. Achas shmeinu, one is a fat animal, the achas chusha, one is a weak, a lean one. Shochat shmein, let's see, you shechted the fat one first. V'yechakach shochat chusha, then you shechted the weak one. Chayef nechnami, this happened on Shabbos. So you zich yotzer with the first one. You had no heter to shech the second one, therefore you chayef. What's going to be the opposite way? Kachusha, first you shechted the weak animal. V'yechakach, then shmein is potter. That's your potter. Because vice versa, because now you have a heter to shech the second one. You have right to say, since the second one is more fatter, I want to bring that one for the korban. So what do you say here, Yechayiv? For loyer, not only this, el l'shoimim loy, habo shmen l'chatchila, v'shochat. Rashi says, el afim l'chatchila imim loy, l'yachah shchitas k'chusha, that if you first shechted the weak one, we still tell you, habo shmen l'chatchila v'shochat, even though it's Shabbos, we tell you now l'chatchila, go ahead and bring the better one, bring the fatter one. So how could Rabbi say, Yechayiv for the second one, and here it's Masha for Rabbi, l'chatchila. So he brought the weak one first, the chachila, go and bring the better one, the fatter one. So Mora says, he boy him if you want to tell like this, Sami kachusha mekamai, tenechnami. Take away kachusha. Rashi, Sami kachusha mimilsa kamai, but take out that halacha. He didn't mean to say that. He only meant to say, when you shechled both of them, you chayef for the second one if they're both just as fat. But in the case with the second one, the first one was kachush, then taki not chayef. So he boy him if you want to tell like this, Hahi Rabbi Ami Omro, that's Rabbi Yamri that said that. In other words, Rashi Yiboy Sema, he commands Rabbi Ami Omro, Vasami Rabbi Minei, it wasn't Rabbi that said it, rather it's Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami holds Yechayiv. Oh, Malay Ravin Lavashi, Nim says for Rishon Kahusha, the Neymayin Mao. What's going to be after you shechta the first one? Now it comes out that inside of the Bnei Mayin is weak. So Rashi says, "Metchil haya nira shmein." At the beginning, taka looks fat, but v'hash to the mishkaka chusha, u'mikore kishoch l'shniya l'shoch to v'shus to adayim v'nimtzos v'shenek chusha. So what's going to be the kitzur? You shechted both chatois. So at the time when you shechted, really you did not know the first one was weak. You thought it was healthy. So really, at the time when you shechted the second one, you had no right to do it. But after the shechita, then when you opened up the first korban, you found that it was kochush. So now really you had a right to bring the second one. So now, what do we say? And the question is, according to Rabba, do we say Yepotir or do we say Yechayiv? No. Bosom achshav toyavlinim, So we go boss your machshava right now. For God will Yisroel come achaven. At your machshava, the way you were thinking, the shas you made the second shechita, that time, you did not know the first one was kochosh. So your intentions were to do an aveira. So you should be chayif. Or there may be boss of myself of living. Well, let's go up to the actual action what happened. And the actual action that happened was, Lamaisa, the first animal was a kokush. It was a weak one. If so, according to Rabbah, you have a head to look at Chidr even to go now and check the second one. Even though you didn't realize it at that time, but since it's Mutar, maybe you go boss the Maisa, you'll be Potter. So that's the shell. According to Rabbah, in this case, you go boss his Machshavta, his thoughts. His thoughts were Issach, because at that time it was not known yet that the first one was kokush. Because when does Rabbi say aloud to that the after you made the shechita on the first one, now you see clearly it's kokush. And the second one is shmeino, you have a right to check the second one. But here, after the first shechita, you did not know yet that it's kokush. You thought that it's good. So therefore, at that time, you had no right to check the second one. So your machshavta was b'issa. But later, after you opened up the first one, you found that it was kokush. So l'maisa was okay. What do we say? So l'maisa said back to him, so Rav Ashi said back to Ravino, Lav Hainu the Rabba Verova. Isn't this the shaila about Rabba Verova? Yitra will learn like this. Shoma Shetova Tinik Diyam. Let's say you heard over that the kid is drowning in the ocean. O Parash Mitsuda, and you spread out your nets now. Lahala is Dogim, that you have intentions to still go fishing. The hell are Dogim. And the mice you caught fish, Havadi Yechai. For that you have the letters, not the Chashava to catch fish. What's going to be the lahala is dogim, the hell of dogim atinik? Let's say you had a mind just to go fishing. But the maisa, what came up, was the kid also. So are you chayiv now for this maisa or not? Rabbi, well, I'm a chayiv. I says, Rabbi, I'm a chayiv. You go, boss, you're machshava. Since your machshava was just to go fishing, and you went fishing, you're chayiv for that. Ah, you brought up the kid, but your machshava was not for that purpose. Rabbi, I'm a potter. Rabbi says, no, you're potter. Why? Because you go, boss, of a maisa. Lamaisa, when you lifted up this net, you caught the kid. So therefore, it's mutter to do that. Even though fish came up with it, so what? So you see clearly, Rabbah goes bosa, Yemaisav. And v'yad kantu na rova loika pota, Rabbah. When the Rabbah says pota, elakivon deshoma. Only because the maisa he heard before the way the kid was drowned. I mean, therefore we say, nami daita tivik. That even though he had intentions to go fishing, but for sure it's in his mind also to save the kid. Avo bod loy shama. Let's say this person did not hear that the kid was drowning, and so therefore he only went just to go fishing. Loy mashmivu lamaisi. When he went fishing now with his net, he picked up the kid. He would be chayiv. So who you see even according to Rabbi, you go bosa machshavtei. We do not go bosa as myself. If his machshava was just to go fishing and he had no intentions at all of saving the kid, even though lamaisi at the end he did save the kid, you'd be chayiv. So we see clearly, you go bosa, you're machshava. Vika the army, something like this, no, omelay, hainu platay, the rabbi of Rava. This is the machwekas in rabbi and Rava. Yet we learn like this, shout he goes, lo shoma, that shoma shtava tidik biyam. You heard the shoma, he goes, yes or not, but the kid was drowning. Or polish mitzud la'alas dogim, you put out your net to catch fish. Vela dogim, and you caught the coarse fish of adichayim. La'alas dogim, vela tidik, the dogim, you picked up both of them. So Rabbi Rama Pot, Lamaisi Pot, you go Bosa, the Maisa. Lamaisi, you saved the kid, you Pot. Rabbi Rama Chayiv. Rabbi Rama Pot is the Bosa Maisa, go Bosa is Maisa. Rabbi Rama Chayiv is the Bosa Machshavta, you go Bosa is Machshava. The three kids is the Machlekes, Rabbi Rava, you go Bosa, you Maisa. That Lamaisi, you Maisa was that you saved the kid, you be Pot. And Rabbi says, no, you go Bosa Machshavta. Your machshav was not to save the kid, your machshav was just to go fishing, and Lamaisi did bring up a fish. And if you would have just brought up the kid, pshit you be potter. But now that Lamaisi brought up both the kid and the fish, so you chayiv for your machshav. So kid, you see, that's a machloikis, Rabba and Rava. Talumor says, Omar Rabba says, choyle, a person that's sick, shamdu legregris achas, that the doctor says this person has to eat now one dried fig, that's what he needs. Verotzu asorah ben ayodim. The view, so 10 people first ran to bring this chayla on Shabbos, to bring in this dried out fig. The view asorah gregris, each one brought one, so now he has 10, but Vasach did it at one time. Pturim, the real potter, there's even though they're mechal Shabbos, but this person was a chayla sheish per sakana,
So Heter is, you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to run to do it. So each one, b'shas, he did it. Like Rashi says, t'chul on the mitzvah nefchadnu, is p'turim, t'yazor is l'chayla m'shubach. If the path you go to save the chayla, it's m'shubach. So they're all part of it. Afilo b'zeach ha-zeim nebo, one after another. And Afilo caught them for Hivri b'rishayna. Even though in the first one brought him the Gregorius, he ate it and it became well, still, b'shas, the other ones went to do it, they did not know he's well yet, they thought he's still sick, so b'shas, they did it, the machshava was leptur, therefore it's potter. Boy, you wrote, Rav has to shout like this, what's going to be cholish shem dulish tay Gregorius? The doctor says this sick person, cholish espres akono, needs two figs to get well. Now, the yesh tay Gregorius b'shnei uksin, you have a fig tree. There are two different branches. Each one has a fig. So you could pull off the two branches and you'll have the two figs. But v'sholosh brukas achas, there's one branch that has three figs. So which branch should you pull off? Hay menayim asinin, which one should we bring? Shtayim asinin to chazle. So we just take off one and one, because that's all it needs is just two. Or do maybe sholosh masinin. You're better off cutting off the one branch that has three on it to come and buy it. Ketzira, because you're doing less of a malacha on Shabbos. You're not doing such two ketziras, you're only doing one ketzira. So most of the nechdami, that's malacha. Pshit it simple, sholosh masinan. Then of course you should only cut off the one branch that has three figs on it.